Kevin Hodgson now joining us here. Heroes Hockey and the winner of the NHL's 2021 Willie O'Ree Community Award. Thanks for this, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Well, congratulations on the award. It must have been a pretty awesome moment. I know PK Subban was the one who announced it. How was the whole experience and that turnout for you?
You know what? It was pretty incredible. I mean, the process sort of went on for a few weeks from when I found out I was a nominee to being a finalist, and sort of every step of the way, you just go, "Hey, if this is as far as it goes for me, I'll be okay with this." I mean, anytime your name is anywhere close to Willie O'Ree's, it's a good feeling, and I never could have imagined it ended up the way it did. And even when they announced it, it took me a second to react because I was looking at the other two finalists, going, "Why aren't one of you celebrating?" Because I just assumed one of them was going to win. I never would have thought it was going to be me, my name that PK called.
Oh, and the reason that you're receiving this award is because you've been helping teach marginalized youth life skills, empowering them through hockey to get through all this. What has that journey been like, and how rewarding is it to see that pay off for these young kids?
It's been amazing. You know, since the program started in 2000 and our roots are Vancouver, the first program was in downtown east side of Vancouver, and we're still there 22 years later, same rink, same time, same day. But, you know, we've had 15,000 kids come through the program, and for so many of them, we can remember that first day, you know, watching them do something they never thought they would get to do, which is call themselves a hockey player and be part of a team and be part of something. And I say to everybody, the most powerful thing in the world is a kid who starts to believe that anything's possible. I mean, we've just seen it happen where these kids step out onto the ice, never thought they'd get to do it. And then you get to have conversations about what else is possible. And, you know, in Vancouver 2 weeks ago, one of our players who came through the program graduated law school. And, you know, when we met him, when he first started, you wouldn't have seen that as a possibility. And, Now he's a lawyer, and he's taken advantage of every opportunity that people have given him, and he's worked hard to get through it, and we're just so proud of every one of the kids.
Congrats, Kevin, and I know this is particularly important because, 70% of those kids that you mentioned, that 15,000, are from BIPOC communities, one-third are girls as well, so just not only, you know, helping out kids and building them up as champions in the community, but, you know, also hitting communities that maybe hockey has kind of ignored in the past. What does that mean to you?
Absolutely. I mean, the language that we use is I think for a very long time, the game of hockey has expected kind of people who want to play and kids to adapt to the established hockey system, you know, like it's some kind of character test or something like that. And that's never made sense to us. We need to adapt the game and bring it to where the kids are and meet the needs of the kids. And for a lot of people, that means, you know, really addressing some of the simple barriers, which is how do I get to the rink and what do I do when I get there? And so we pick the kids up from school. We transport them to the rink. We feed them when they get there. Their equipment's there waiting for them. We make it as easy as possible. But you're right. 70% of our players dating back to 2000, like year over year, are identify as BIPOC. And I think for someone like me, who I'm keenly aware of the fact that, my only barriers to success in hockey were talent and work ethic. You know, access to hockey was easy for me. And I think it's incumbent on all of us where access to hockey was easy or any sport was easy to make it easy for somebody who it's hard for. And there's a lot of people that it's hard for. There's lots of people that the barriers looks so big and so significant. And I think we have to remember everybody's mountain is a different height, but it looks really unwieldy to them. So on the outside, we might say, "Oh, it's not a big deal. You know, hockey can be inclusive for everybody." Well, we have to do stuff to make it inclusive. We can't say it is. We have to make sure that it is. And we've just been so proud to be part of that and just so proud of making sure that hockey is as accessible as possible.
Kevin Hodgson, Heroes Hockey, and the winner of NHL's 2021 Willie O'Ree Community Award. And, you know, there's so many things about hockey that I think growing up, getting to play it, and it's not just about the game on the ice and the exercise of it all, but it's the team building aspect and getting to do different things with and making new friends and breaking through communities. And I'm sure you see that all the time with these youth.
Yeah. You know, we're going to have 31 different programs across the country this year in 12 cities. And, you know, COVID, like everybody, we were forced to really kind of pivot and do things differently because we weren't able to get all of our players on the ice and we embrace Zoom like so many people. And one of the silver linings to that, we've always told all the kids, you know, in Vancouver, did you know that there's heroes just like you in Toronto? There's heroes like you in Ottawa. There's heroes like you in Belfast, Northern Ireland. But I think when you're just surviving and you're just trying to get by, you're not really too concerned about what's going on outside your neighborhood. So it was really great for us to use Zoom and get all of our players connected across Canada and Northern Ireland. And they got to see, A, how big their team was, B, that everybody wore the same jersey and did the same team cheer, and C, that some people look like them, some people look different, but they were all part of that same community. And so there was a real silver lining for us there that I think is, as we return to the ice this fall, is going to make it even better, because the kids are going to now really truly understand that they're not in this alone, and they've got a lot of people in a lot of places who have their back and are skating with them.
So moving forward here, what's next for the organization after this great win?
Well, I'll say to you what I said to Willie after I found out that I won the award. You know, a recognition like this is not an award for something you've already done. It's really handing you responsibility to do more moving forward. And so we need to make sure that we keep getting more kids on the ice. We need to make sure that we're a stronger advocate for marginalized communities. And we need to make sure we're doing our part to move hockey culture along. And one of the things that came with this award, which was really great, was a $25,000 cash prize. And we had said right out of the gate that that's going to mean more kids on the ice. And already we're able to do that, you know. And we're going to, this fall out in Surrey, we're going to be launching a superheroes program in Surrey that's going to be able to provide kids with physical and cognitive challenges a place to play. And we're going to work right alongside the Canucks Autism Network and make sure that collectively we're just reaching as many kids as possible who are living with disabilities and are just sitting there right now not even believing there's a place to play hockey. And, you know, Brendan Dillon is a great friend of ours, plays for the Capitals now. That's his hometown. He's proud to be from Surrey. And when I told him we were bringing superheroes to his city, he was just so excited because he's been a big part of what we've done and spent a lot of time with our superheroes players. So, you know, we're taking this award and we're doing something with it right away, and we're making sure that more kids are going to get a chance to play.
Amazing work, Kevin. And I just want to shout out some of the work you do. You do weekly ice sessions, donations go in that direction, free equipment, on and off ice coaching, mentorship, development. The list goes on from there, but you're doing amazing work, and thank you for everything you do, and congratulations yet again on this win. And I'm sure we'll see you down the road with all the work that you're doing, whether it's here in Vancouver or across the country.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, guys. I appreciate the opportunity.